Welcome to our Downton Abbey podcast. My name is Lord John.
And I am Lady Cynthia.
Lady Cynthia.
One more episode.
One more episode to go.
And it won't be Lord Jack or Lady Cynthia anymore.
I'll be back to just being...
us.
I'll be Henry. Be like just like Henry, right? I'll just be just nothing. Just a guy. Just a guy. Anyway, you're going to be sad to see it go?
Yes.
Can I say that probably this episode was the best episode they've had in some time? I just really like this episode.
Why?
It had everything going for it.
Yeah.
So
I hear you're saying, I don't know. My favorite one was still when Matthew asked Mary to marry.
Well, no, obviously, I'm not saying this is the best episode of all time.
Oh, that's what you meant.
I said best episode they've had in some time. Sometime, meaning in a while.
Okay.
It just was a good episode. It had everything. And we will use the word that Edith used to say what she called Mary.
The B-word.
The B-word. Just when we get to that part of the episode, we will use it because it was said in the show, and I think, you know, we should probably, we'll say the same thing. But
yeah.
If you like this podcast and other podcasts like it, you can go to Patreon.com/Jay and Jack and help us out there. But let's get into the episode because this was a good episode, long episode.
Yes, very long because it's, you know, it was basically the end because then we had the Christmas special and that's
the Christmas
it.
Special.
Which we do have. We wanted to watch it.
I was going to watch it after we record this.
Oh, okay.
One.
That makes sense because I really want you to watch it. Well, I'm really excited for you to watch it because everybody knows who listens to us that I've seen the whole thing illegally.
Illegally?
Right? Is it illegally?
Is it illegally when you watch it on
Channel 131?
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Well, is it illegal anymore?
But to be fair, you paid for iTunes and you did.
I bought it on iTunes because I still do that for all the shows I watch just because, I don't know, maybe I'm crazy, but, well, we already know that. But
maybe you're crazy.
I just don't want to see the actors and the, not just the actors, but everybody else, you know, the filmer guy, the camera
producers,
guy, producers,
everyone associated with the show.
With the show,
you want to see them get their.
I want to see them get their their money because everybody works
their
hard.
Cash.
Right. So I watch it because I want to see it ahead of time. But I also purchase all the shows that I watch.
You do that
on iTunes because I just
any show. Well, you know, like The Good Wife.
Any of the British shows, but everything else I watch on regular
British
TV.
Shows.
But all my shows.
We found out the Ripper Street has season 4.
But I think it's on Amazon
Prime.
Prime. That's what I think it is because when I watched it, allegedly. It said it came up with Amazon on it as a logo and stuff like that. So I thought
it was done.
You and I both did it. We were so sad with that.
We like Ripper Street.
I wonder if our Copper went on to the Amazon thing.
I don't think so. It's come back now. Copper was an excellent show, and you people,
very good.
You people that didn't watch it, and the reason it was canceled because of you people.
Exactly.
You people out there.
Anyway, I'm just surprised how many great shows are on PBS or the English channel, whatever. I don't know if I'm saying it right or wrong. I know people are probably yelling at me right now.
Let's be fair. There's a lot of great shows on American television.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If we took the 6 or 7 shows that we watch from overseas, I'm sure there's 6 or 7 shows here that we could probably say, okay, that one's just as good as that show.
No, I don't disagree. I'm just saying there's just so much now. And like, again, I hate to be watching TV all day and not, you know,
exercise.
Well, it's
different than when you grew up with a kid and we had three channels.
Yes, true.
3 networks.
Yes. But anyway, so I am going to be, you know, changing back, going back on a subject.
Onto the Abbey.
I will be sad. I will miss the characters. I hope my dream of walking into that house will still be able to do that. That will disappoint me if I never get to do that.
The castle.
The High Cliff.
High Cliff.
I'm saying it
correctly. I like the Abbey better. Could they just change it to the Abbey?
Okay, we'll do this for you.
I like that better.
So anyway, those are all my little tidbits.
All right, so then.
But I will agree with you. This was a good episode, since the best episode for season 4, 5, and 6 together. I would say, yeah, it was a great episode.
So since season 3, this is the best episode they've had.
Yes.
Since season 3.
Yes, I'm going to go with that. Yes, right. I'm sticking to it.
Since the downer
year. I'm going to agree with you. I don't usually agree with you, but I'm going to agree with you.
That's, you know what? Why am I smiling? It's always smile when, you know, your wife admit she is wrong.
Whatever.
A little quote from Mr. Bates.
Sexy Bates, by the way.
Sexy Bates. Cora and Edith are walking and talking about Bertie.
Yes. They show the great scenery, great.
Can we call this the umbrella episode? It just seemed like everyone had an umbrella.
I think it was popular. Nobody wanted to get some.
I get it. The Brits are a little sensitive to the sun.
Well, their skin is very pale.
I get it. They're walking around with umbrellas and hats and all that different stuff. So, again, I can say that because I'm 54% Irish and English. So
yes, you are. I'm only what was it?
You're like a pit. You're like
4%, 5%, 3%.
You can't even be counted.
I know. Boo.
Edith can't can't decide if she should tell Birdie about Marigold. I think you should tell him. Really, you should tell him about it.
You spoil it for me every time you do that.
But Cora.
Yeah, I think Cora made a good point. I mean, you're right. You can't. It's hard because you know.
You can't go into a marriage
with a lie. Yeah.
And that's a big lie. I mean,
yeah.
Well, it's not necessarily lying. Is it lying if she's not? Why is she not telling him the truth about Marigold?
That's being deceitful.
It is, and we've been saying for as long as we've been going on that she should be telling him the truth.
Yes.
But she doesn't listen.
Nope.
Sergeant Willis. Now, are they just looking for things for this actor to do? Do they like him? I'm not saying I don't like the character Sergeant Willis, but it seems like it's like they've got to find something for him to do.
No, I think they were just trying to maybe bring something with Miss
Patmore.
Okay,
all right. Tells Patmore and Hughes that her bed and breakfast is a house of ill repute. Oh, my God. Ooh, and Patmore almost faints.
Yes. She's like,
and then as she's leaving, he tells Anna what's going on. Anna goes, oh, well, Robert and Rosamund talk about Mama.
No, then they go upstairs, and then you see Mary. And
No, we're not there yet. We're not there yet. Nope.
Really?
Nope. Stay on target.
Okay, stay on target.
Talk about Mama. And she goes, well, Mama gave you T.O.
Yes.
Well, I could forgive her forever. But then they talk about Edith. And Robert's all for just,
Be quiet.
Be quiet. This is, you know, it's poor old Edith. We're never going to get rid of her. She's she's been left at the altar. She's, you know, her other guy died.
She was pregnant.
I mean, it's poor old Edith.
Yes.
Nobody wants her. This guy wants her. We're gonna marry her off. And Rosamund's like, I don't think we should tell the truth. Not like Rosamund didn't tell the truth about who her daughter
is. That's not her daughter. Jeez,
we're
going to
find out season 7.
No.
We're going to find out.
You're just disappointed because your thing isn't true, because your theory, your crackpot theory isn't true.
Well, it should be true. The Marcus dies. Mary wants to buy Tom.
Well, no, they come out. She comes out wherever she is to shop something. She purchased something. And then you see her look at the paper and she's wondering, huh, I wonder if that's Edith's Marcus.
Marcus. Well, the guy
Marquis,
Birdie works for. Marcus of Queenberry Rules or whatever it is. So Tom buys a paper. Oh, I wonder if Bertie's going to be out of a job. And Mary seems happy about that.
Yes.
Let's see. Anna.
They show great rivalry between the two of them.
It just, yeah, they're always, yeah. It never ends. Anna tells Bates about Mrs. Patmore's problem.
I know.
They're laughing. Anna's having a kick with this.
Yes.
Baxter Mosley talk about his teaching job.
So we already miss Mary with it?
No, we have not missed Mary yet.
Are you sure?
Relax. We'll get to Mary in a second.
Okay.
So Baxter, so Mosley, and she goes, no, you just tell him this is what you're going to do.
Yes.
She's trying to give him confidence. And
again, I love that they're giving, you know, Mosley, like, it's, what was it, season 3 or 4, whatever that was. Was it 4?
Well, pretty much the whole time he's been the comic
relief.
Yeah,
the comic relief.
But, you know, Baxter's the one that's changed his character.
Ah.
She's been so supportive of him.
Good
and
point.
I think that gave him the confidence to be who he's always.
Well, not only that, but do you remember some of the scenes where, not this episode, but I mean last season, where she, when she first came on, you know, I remember her saying, you know, you're well liked in the village,
yeah,
and
you're well respected
and so forth.
Oh,
and
I didn't know that.
And he didn't really see that. And I think Miss Baxter let him see that there was more than just
more to Mosley than just being a goofball.
Yes.
Isabel Lord Burton talk about Lady and Amelia.
Yes.
Amelia.
Yes.
So what's going on that? What's going on with that? Do we know?
I don't know. I think, you know, you could tell that they both want to be together.
They do.
But
there's that Larry problem.
Yeah. And she's right. She said, I've never been talked to the way he talked to me by anybody. He was
exactly.
So disrespectful.
He was so disrespectful.
Yeah.
Hughes tells Carson about Patmore's problem.
Yes.
Well, we knew that was going to be an issue.
And then, of course, she puts it right straight again. I love Mrs. Carson.
Anna tells Mary, and they're laughing. Now you finally get your Mary and
Anna. I just thought that was hilarious. And I think what you got, the reason why I like that scene so much, it's not just the laughing or anything like that. It was the relation. You really saw the relationship of the two of them. They're not just servant and the person she works for. You see, like, there's a friendship.
There's a friendship there.
Yeah.
She tells Anna, Lord Heckman has died.
Yes.
So he's died, and now what is Bertie going to do? Marianne tells Anna Birdie could be out of a job. So she's happy. She's still putting this whole Birdie could be out of a job. Anna's this is going to hurt Edith. Happy. Because Mary's not happy. So
she's going to make everybody else unhappy.
Exactly. Headmaster comes in and tells Daisy, you passed with all high marks.
I know. I was so excited for Daisy.
And Mrs. Patmore had like a mother's
look
on her face.
Absolutely.
Like, I'm so happy for you. So now people can get off. We haven't had Edith being the... She's
Edith.
Not Edith. Daisy had some redemption in this episode, I thought.
Yeah.
She was not, you know, jealous and all that stuff.
Again, I think, you know, people didn't really just see that whole side of her, which is, yeah. I think, you know, the jealousy, that the issues, or there's always a reasoning for everything. People just don't become jealous because they feel like being jealous, in my yeah. opinion.
Edith comes in and tells the family that Birdie is a new Marcus.
Yes.
And they're like, whoo!
And
Robert says, golly gumdrops.
Golly gumdrops.
Golly gumdrops.
Love that phrase.
We say goody gumdrops here. Goody gumdrops.
Isn't that goody two-shoes?
Well, goody two-shoes is if you're talking about someone who's just too good.
I never heard goody gumdrops.
Goody gumdrops?
Never.
I've never. I don't think I've ever said golly gumdrops. I have said goody gumdrops. I swear I've said it.
No. I have been with you 30 years. I never heard you say that.
I've not said it as an adult. Why would I say goody gumdrops? Oh, goody gumdrops.
Well, that's not how you just said it. That's how you should have started the conversation. I said this when I was a child, not as an adult.
I think if you go back and check the tape, I said it in the past.
Okay, but how old are you? 50. How old are you, by the way?
53. Going on 5.
You're 52.
I'm 53.
Are you?
I'm 53.
Oh, that's right, 53.
Why would I lie?
I don't know why you're lying.
How old I am.
Okay, so I have been with you for 30 years, so more than half of your life. So you would have to say, when you say, I said in my past, I'm thinking I've known you for 30 years. I've known you for most of your life. How could that be?
All right, Mary, just relax over there. And let's get to what's going on here. Mary doesn't seem happy about the news.
No.
Because they said, oh, well, Robert says, oh, well, I'll be bowing down
so
to
you
Edith.
You know the one thing about Downton Abbey, which is really cool? I have learned so much things about the successors, the hierarchy, and the whole kit and caboodle about what the different titles and everything are. I didn't realize a Marquis? Marquis, isn't it?
Oh, whatever it is.
Is higher than whatever...
Goody gumdrops.
Lord Grantham and Lady Mary is.
Well, it's just they'll have to bow to Edith now. And that does not set well
No,
with
and
Mary.
That little evil green comes out of mm-hmm. Mary. And
now, can I say something?
Sure.
The whole time that Mary was in her evil stage, they made her look less attractive.
Yes, I agree.
The lighting, the makeup, whatever it was, she looked... It's like almost like they said, okay, she's got to be evil. We don't want people to like her. She's got to be less attractive.
The whole episode, I thought she played it well.
Oh, she was excellent.
Excellent actress.
Excellent episode.
Yeah.
You hated her.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I kept noticing, I go, as she got more and more angry and more, the anger was going, she looked less attractive in each scene.
I agree with you. And again, Edith looked just beautiful. The clothing that they chose great.
You said this, you started with the whole Edith this season, how she just has looked better and better and better. Right. But Mary, this episode, they kept making her look worse and worse and worse up until the end.
Right.
We'll get to that later on.
I have something about the end, too, with Mary. I'll tell you about it.
Okay. Mosley tells Carson and Hughes his plans for teaching, and Carson is just... Carson's a jerk. Well, you know, if every young boy had chances of being the cricket champion, and you know, he's like putting him down.
I agree.
He didn't want him to... Was he trying to be like what a father would do to maybe his son, saying, look, come on.
God, I hope not. That would be even more disappointing than, your father's saying you can't do anything.
Well, don't be
I'm not saying you have to, you know, blow sunshine and roses up people's butts, but I think you need to.
That was uncalled for.
I think you need
goody
to.
Goody gumdrops.
I think you need to try to, as a father, you have to give some encouragement, and it was not like nothing. Like, I know he doesn't want to get his hopes up.
But Mrs. Hughes finally goes, you'll do perfectly well.
Yes.
Or something like, she said something very, and she kind of looked back at her husband like,
what a jerk you are.
Yeah. But she, you know, she goes, that's who I married.
Yep.
The family seems to find it funny about Mrs. Patmore. They're all laughing about it.
Yes, they're all laughing.
Tom tells Mary about Henry. Yes. Well, you know, he might be coming down. I don't know. Because Tom's still pushing this whole... He knows that Mary's unhappy.
I love the relationship of the two of them.
Yeah.
You know, just how far they've grown is that. And they're you know...
They are like brother and sister.
Yeah, absolutely.
Rosamond asks Edith if she's told him about Marigold. You really need to tell him about Marigold. You know, don't lie to him. This is a bad thing. And so, like we said, you need to tell the truth.
Yes, just, absolutely.
Because I think he would have been all right with it.
Plus, I think as the other side of the whole situation is, if he wasn't going to be okay with it, then really he wasn't the right person for it.
Right.
You.
If he doesn't,
you would want.
If he doesn't love your child, he's
right.
not.
It's like when you and I first dated. If you didn't love Jay, I wouldn't have dated you. We would have been done because we were a package deal.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you liked him better than me, but that's beside the point.
It happens.
Yeah.
Mosley is preparing for his teaching job. He's working on this stuff, and he's very.
And isn't it funny how Anna thought, well, why are you going to give these village people tests? Like, even they felt like you don't have to educate them that much.
Yeah,
what were they going to do?
Yeah, they're just their job is in service.
They have to be able to. I don't know, but
that's just the way it is.
I just surprised me.
And Robert is happy for Edith. Poor old Edith.
Yes.
Poor old Edith.
Robert does not want anything to be said.
Well, he doesn't want to see his daughter hurt again. She's been, you know, the last time was, we forget that when she was left at the altar, she moped the whole season.
Yeah, you're right.
She was just devastated. Mary and Tom talk about Henry. She's not. She just wish she would shut up about Henry.
Yes.
She talks about loving.
You can't read your writing, can you?
She talks about loving Freddie.
What?
Stop. I don't know what I'm saying. All right, we had to stop and try and figure out what it was. It's fading. How love can be fading.
I think she was saying whatever. I think she was saying some good things, you know.
Mary confronts her about Marigold.
Well, don't chit chat on the fading, you know, because, well, you know, love does change and things happen. And so she, you know, and he said, well, would you love fade from Matthew? And you're like, they don't know. They weren't married that long.
I don't know. So I think she's making excuses.
Yeah, of course.
She's
one thing after
reason
another.
Why she shouldn't love Henry.
And then he says something like, she says, you know, don't lie to me. And then she brings up Marigold.
Well, yeah. What about Marigold? You know, you lied to me. Well, it wasn't really my lie to keep.
My lie to tell.
Yeah. Which is true.
Absolutely.
So Tom's like, ugh, she knows about it now.
Yeah.
What bad timing, because Bertie's coming and you know what's going to happen. Tom tells Mary, Henry is the one for you. He's the one for you.
Right.
What are you doing?
I love when he puts his hat on and he just squishes it on his head like he was just so frustrated with her.
Robert, Cor, and Rosamund talk about Edith. So Edith is this, Edith that. And Bertie walks in with Edith.
Yes.
Oh, and Bertie tears up a little bit.
Yeah, but when he talks about that he was a sensitive kind of guy, do you think maybe he was, like, that's their words for, like, maybe he was gay or something like that?
Is that what you thought? Yeah. He was did he say sensitive, or he's used another
word? He used a word that...
fragile, but he's used a word... Yeah, but I thought the same thing.
Did you? Okay, I was just wondering.
Robert still wants to trick Bertie into marriage.
Yeah, I thought that was a great scene when his sister turned to him and said, now you still want to do it to that guy, you know?
Yeah. Carson tells the cool kids that Bertie is to be called his lordship.
He doesn't want that, though.
Bates says not until the funeral. Yeah.
That makes sense because it's a respect kind of thing for his cousin.
You know Carson. Just get it out there. Thomas gets bad news. He's overqualified.
Yes.
Can't get a break. The family has lunch. Mary asks him if he's to settle things with Edith before he leaves.
I thought it was awkward.
Yeah.
Awkward turtle.
Well, he's like, are you going to settle things with Edith before you leave? And Bertie's like, well, I've been trying to, but, you know, Edith won't tell me the truth about Marigold. And so it was an awkward scene.
Absolutely.
And everyone's kind of looking at Mary like, oh, why do you do this? Why do you do these things? Bertie tells his mom is a tough cookie.
Yes.
Didn't use the word tough cookie.
No, I know.
She's tough. Hughes and Patmore are walking to her house, and there's a photographer out there. Can I take your picture?
No.
It's different how the paparazzi are now.
Now,
may
exactly.
I take your picture? Can you imagine them going to the paparazzi outside? You're like, you know, a famous star. They go, can I take your picture? Well, no, you can't. Okay.
I know.
I'm good.
Because they're worth so much money now. That's the unfortunate thing.
Well, I think it was worth money back then, too. But it's just
not like it is now.
Well, no, obviously not like it is now, but I think it's a different... people had a little more respect for your... There was just more respect thing. You didn't do things like that, where now it's like people climb over your... I mean, if someone's... A star's in their backyard, no one should be taking pictures.
I agree.
And not be taking pictures of their kids. No, I don't care if they're even in public.
Right.
If taking pictures of the stars are one thing out in public, but their kids should be off...
I agree.
Off, no go.
Off limits.
Off limits. That's what I was looking for. But I'm done preaching. There we go. Edith and Bertie talk.
Again, she had another opportunity to tell him, she doesn't.
And Edith doesn't give him an answer. They're out there, and she's out there with her, I think because she had her umbrella.
Okay.
I think that was a problem with that. You know, she's got her umbrella. She goes, oh, Marigold's going to be waking up. The kids are going to be waking up. I got to go back. Let's go. And she should have told him.
It was a perfect opportunity to tell why. Yeah.
Patmore tells Carson, Hughes and Baxter, the husband has been bought out. She won't have to testify. So the husband I don't think I even talked about that part.
No, you didn't. Because what happened was she thought she had a doctor and his wife.
Remember I said last week?
And you said it right away. I was like, how does he know this? Are you reading stuff?
I'm not reading anything. Okay. It's just as a writer, I know these things.
Okay. Anyway, so basically he wasn't.
Well, what would he be investigating? Patmore?
No,
I'm saying last when we saw the guy outside writing notes about something, why would he be investigating Patmore? There was no, she had done anything.
No, she wasn't being investigated.
I know that. That's what I'm saying. You said, how did I know? I go, it had to be the couple inside the house.
Oh, I see now. Okay, sorry about that.
Stop and listen.
I'm sorry, babe. Be clearer in when you're talking, too.
Anyway, you were saying?
I already lost my train of thought.
The family of Mary is shocked that Henry shows up.
Yes.
Oh, he's she and Mary is not.
Oh, happy. She is not. I think that you could just And you know what's so funny is this episode, you really saw the connection of snobness and rudeness and statues like that between Mr. Carson and Mary.
Yeah.
How they two are so much alike in that area.
That's why she's his son.
Daughter.
Her daughter. Mary is not happy that Cora asks Henry, why don't you stay the night, Henry?
Stay for dinner.
Dinner. Can you stay? Stay the night. And Mary's like, Mosley goes to his class, and
the kids, we're not there yet.
But the kids, right? One of the kids draws a picture of Mosley, and
right,
you know it's not going to end well for Mosley.
No, poor Mosley.
Well, they can smell fear.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're fresh meat. They're like,
right,
fresh fish.
That's
fresh
what I told
fish.
Heather when she started her first job as a teacher two weeks ago.
Don't show any fear.
Don't show any fear. They can smell fear.
Mary and Tom bicker about Henry.
Yes,
they're fighting about Henry, and then Henry said, "You know, Henry goes, is this about me? Are we talking about me?" And Henry says that he wants to spend the rest of his life with her.
Yes.
He doesn't care.
No.
And Mary's like going, stop doing this to me.
Because she's fighting her inner feelings.
He says it. He goes, yeah. I'm not going to make this easy for you.
Yeah.
If you want to dump me, it's gonna hurt you
right.
to dump me. And
right.
Mary's like, and she knows it.
Yes.
I think that's why she's so bitter. And yes. this, she didn't look attractive. And this one, it's like each one, you can see the anger in her. Cora tells Rosamond she wants to tell Birdie herself.
I know.
She wants to tell Birdie the truth. She knows it's the wrong thing.
Right.
But to tell someone needs to tell Birdie what's going on. So
it's not her place, though.
It's not her place. Mary walks in. She's not happy with Cora because she hears kind of about what? And they went, we don't want Mary to know this. That she goes, I'm not happy that he's staying, that you invited him to stay. What was I supposed to do? Send him out in the dark? It was 5 o'clock.
He would be hungry.
He'd be hungry. Mosley tells the cool kids teaching was kind of a challenge.
Yes.
Because the kids were out of control.
Yeah, they took over them. You know, I'm surprised they didn't tie him up and light a match. Yeah. Set him on fire.
Birdie tells Robert he'll be flying to Tangiers. And Robert's all excited. And he goes, oh, you know, someday we'll have airlines flying all over. And Rob's like, I don't think so. I like how they always go back. I don't think so. Mary tells Tom to stop lecturing her.
Yes.
Stop lecturing
her. She's tired of Tom putting his 2 cents
in. And I think eventually Tom should have backed off.
I would agree with you.
I'm going to say that at this point, Tom is going too far.
Sometimes when you push it too much, people go the opposite.
He's made a say. He's said what he believes. Him bugging her all the time is not going to help the situation.
I agree.
Obviously, he's frustrated, but it's not his life.
I agree.
So Tom needed to back off.
You're right, sir.
Yes. Henry tells Mary he's sorry not to marry me because I don't have money. You know, you're snobbish, you're this. He kind of laid into her. Anna tells Bates she can't control the reason she doesn't want him because she can't control him. And I think
right.
Anna realizes she was wrong about
yeah.
the relationship also.
And this is the part where you got excited when Mr. Bates was smiling.
He goes, "It's always you always smile when your wife admits she's wrong."
Yes.
Birdie and Edith talk. She tells him she loves him, but then Edith stops short of telling him
again,
the truth.
Again, she had another opportunity.
So I know we're all bashing Mary in this episode, but Edith shares a lot of the blame.
I agree.
She had plenty of time to tell Birdie the truth. If she loved him, cared about him, and trusted him, she should have just told him the truth. I realize she did. She's been burned several times, but I'm going to say Edith has some blame on her side on this
Absolutely.
One.
Absolutely.
They're having lunch. Mary walks in.
And was looking for Henry.
Looking for Henry. And no, Henry left.
You could just see that.
And she was just, that was just like.
Did you notice every time she was upset, she would curl her hands up, clench her arm, her hands.
Yeah, she was very stressing out a lot. Robert then makes an excuse to leave. He's got to go do some writings. But Mary asked
Mr. Carson for some coffee, and you just knew something was going to happen.
Now,
did
she send him out for coffee because she didn't want Carson to see
what
she was going to do?
Yeah. Absolutely. I believe that.
Yeah, I believe that 100% that she does.
Yeah. You know,
Carson respects her,
right.
loves her,
right.
and he didn't want to see the darker side of Mary. She didn't want him to see the darker side of Mary.
Right. And you just saw it like in Tom's face, you know, he's just like, oh, and then Edith knew, don't say anything because he knows.
But Edith, you know, started in on Mary.
Right.
You just can't stand me being happy. You know, Tom's going, Edith, you don't mean that. Yes, I do. And then Mary spills the beans about Mary.
And then Tom's face.
Tom was like, Mary, what are you doing? And, you know, then Birdie gets, what do you mean? Then Edith finally comes clean. And Birdie is just like, he's beside himself. He just goes, he gets up. And he leaves.
And excuses himself.
And
leave.
Hughes tells, then Hughes comes in and tells Robert Corr and Rosman that Birdie is leaving.
Yes.
He's asked, and he goes, he's asked for a cab. He goes, does that mean he's leaving? Why would you ask for a cab? Obviously, that means he's leaving. So Robert's upset because, you know, well,
yep.
Robert might be upset with himself because he should have probably pushed Edith to tell
him. Yeah,
the
you're
truth
right.
Too.
Yep.
Robin tells Hughes that they'll have tea at Patmore's, which is kind of weird that they just obviously they switch from Edith being devastated to, we'll help Mrs. Patmore out. We'll have tea at the house and we'll have some photos taken and
right.
Everything will be cool.
Well, maybe it was already in his head anyway to think that way, and then he was just going the next thing.
No, this is Rosman suggested.
Oh, okay.
Amelia and Isabel talk. Isabel wants to hear it from Larry's own words. She goes, well, I speak for Larry. No.
No, you don't.
I want to hear from Larry because she knows. Right.
She knows that they really only want him to get involved because she doesn't want to take responsibility if he gets sick. Yeah.
But I think Isabel's like saying, like, because Amelia said, well, you know, Larry said some things, maybe he wasn't thinking it all the way through.
Right.
And now that she's there and going, look, you don't want to take care of your dad forever. We want the house. We want this. You know, you made a mistake. So now Larry has to swallow his pride and come back and say, all right, you can marry my dad. I was wrong.
Right.
And that's what she wants him to say.
Yeah.
Carson is not happy about the plans for the family to visit the house. He is just upset.
Yeah, you see that snobbish side, and then even Robert got a little bit perturbed with him. You know,
yes, like, I am sure.
Yes.
He said it, and then he realized it was Carson.
Right, and he brought his tone down a bit, but still, he was firm.
And Bertie and Edith are talking, and you know, you could, and Edith is like going, "Yeah, I know." And Bertie's like going, "If you just would have told me,
I just don't understand why I know it's writing this way, but I just felt bad for Edith."
You know, but Edith is like making her case, and she goes, "Yeah, I should have told you." She goes, "Would you have like?" He goes, "I don't know. We'll never know." She says, "I don't know if I would have told you or not."
Yeah.
I think she would have, because obviously she didn't really accept it
right away. Yeah, no, I agree with you.
And then Tom comes in, and after Birdie leaves, and just yells at Mary.
Yes,
just yells at her. Says, "You're unhappy. Yeah. You're not happy unless you pull the sky down." And
right.
It was a great scene.
Yeah, I thought it was great.
You're a bully, you're a coward, and bullies are always cowards.
Yeah, and they are. He's right. Absolutely, they are.
And Mary's like,
yeah.
And then,
And what I liked about it is that, you know, he's can always put her in her place, put her back down to reality. And he's right. She's not this thing that she thinks she is.
Yeah, she's not but to be fair to Mary, that's the way she was raised.
Yeah.
I get why people are, but if you're raised a certain way and then you're supposed to change. How can you change? I mean, obviously what she did with Edith was wrong, and they've had the history, but I think they've both gotten even with them each other. You know,
true.
It should have been done at that point, but Mary just as Mary's not happy, she doesn't want anyone to be happy. Anna and Baxter see a down Thomas.
I know.
He just walked in, and I said, is he going to kill himself?
That's what you said, I know.
And he just looked at me like, and then you didn't say anything. I said, is he going to kill himself? Mary talks with Edith. Edith, and this is where the scene where she goes, you're a bitch.
Yeah.
You're just a bitch.
Yeah. I thought it was a great scene between the two of them. They finally were, I was like, you go, Edith. You go, Edith.
Well, what I liked about the scene is Mary tried to bully her.
Yeah.
To push her back down, and Edith didn't back off. She goes, no, you're a bitch.
Yeah.
And I keep saying that word.
But yeah, it was a great,
but that's what it was.
And great writing there.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
But Edith was tough, and she didn't back down, and Mary goes, yeah, you can see Mary's face.
Yeah, I think I agree.
I was wrong.
I agree.
But at that point, she just, you know, and then as Edith walks out, she goes, you know, the worst part is Henry is perfect for you, but you're too stupid or stuck up to see it.
I know.
She storms out. I go, and that was a perfect scene because, Henry is perfect for her. And she's just too stuck up or stupid to see it. Patmore tells the family they don't have to come to the house and take a picture. This is what part where Robert says to Carson. And Carson goes, are you sure? Yes. I'm quite sure. Carson is shocked. He's like,
yes.
Whatever. Baxter and Mosley walk towards the school.
Yes.
And she's talking to him about the school and stuff like that.
She gave him great advice. And then he talked about Thomas. And he's like, it was weird today, Thomas. You know, and that what made Miss Baxter.
You made something in your life. And Baxter went, and she was rushing back to the Abbey. So Mosley goes on to the school. She runs in. She finds Andy goes, do you stop. Where's Thomas? And then they kick in the thing, and they see Thomas laying in the bathtub with his wrists were slashed.
Yeah, blood in the water.
Yeah. Then they go. She goes, go get Mrs. Hughes and find the doctor. We're downstairs. Daisy goes, I think I'm gonna go to the school. And Patmore goes, you should at least go for a walk. So she goes, but then Edith is, well, next scene, Edith is driving. She sees Tom. She stops. They talk, and you know, Tom again tries to defend Mary, saying, "You know, she's sorry." He goes, "Well, whatever, you know, like that." And she goes, "Can she?" Basically, she wants a ride. She's going to London. She wants a ride to the, you know,
to the train station.
To the train station, so he can bring the car back. And he's like, "Well, maybe Bertie will change his mind. Do you want me to talk to him?" She goes, "No, but thanks for offering."
Right.
So I think Tom is gonna. This is what Tom's season is to get in and make things better.
Okay.
So I think Tom is going to, I think, I'm not 100% sure, but I think they might end up together. That might be like the final scene is them having Edith's wedding.
Okay.
I think that might be the final scene. But I don't know yet because I'm not 100% sure because, well, I'll talk about it later.
I can't talk about it because I know the scene.
Okay.
I mean, I know everything.
I know everything. I'm so smart.
They
take Thomas to his room. You know, what was the thing about? Because Hugh says, "We need to take off his wet clothes." He goes, and Baxter says, "Well, he'd be happy if we take off his clothes." Well, he'd be unhappy if we put him in coconuts or whatever.
Yeah.
Like that, you know, it's his. He made his choice.
Yeah.
At this point, they have to get him in dry clothes. Daisy sees a confident.
Yes. Confident, I thought that was a great, great thing. You know,
I think what he did is he explained to them how important school is.
Education
is. And he kind of, he was more confident.
Yeah.
He didn't show the fear because, like I said, kids smell fear.
Oh, yeah.
They know, you know,
and I also think, though, that they were, you know, they've probably been raised that education was that big a deal. And so they're thinking, what am I going to do with this education? What can I do with it? And this is what my family did. Why do I need to even go and do anymore?
Yeah.
And then he explained to him, this is what I did. I'm trying to give you a shortcut to education. So, you know, you'll have a better chance than I did. And so, anyway, I thought it was a good scene. I like the way Daisy was listening to it. I thought it was cute.
It was a good scene. It showed Daisy in a better light.
Yeah, absolutely. What's the matter?
I'm just watching the volume of the thing going.
Okay.
Okay. Robert and Cor and Rosamund are having tea.
Yes.
But then they, you know, Carson walks in and tells Robert what had happened. And Mary heard it. And they all heard.
Yeah.
They're talking
and
about
then
it.
Mary,
and Mary
gosh,
walks over and
right
says,
over the digs
and just
another
says,
dig.
"Well, maybe you shouldn't have been so quick to get rid of him." And Robert says, "That was below the belt, even for you.
Yeah.
And I was just like, "Mary's still hating."
Yeah,
still hating. Carson tells the cool kids about
Thomas is just sick, and that Anna and Mrs. Baxter will take care of him.
Yep. So he doesn't want it. I think it's right that they don't.
Right. And then I love the part where Daisy goes, you know, or someone said, "How'd it go?" I think Miss Baxter said, "How'd it go at school today?" And then Daisy just said, "What are you talking about? They were mesmerized by you. And
you're a natural.
You're a natural." And I thought it was great. They all gave him a big applaud and Sexy Bates doing the same thing and basically told him, you know, you deserve this. You're a good guy.
You're a kind guy.
You're
a kind person. You deserve it.
Yeah. I thought it was awesome.
Carson. Well, thank you. Thank you. Or not Carson. Bates. Mosley.
Yeah.
Does it. Mary and Anna tells Mary about Thomas.
Yes.
And then Mary and Anna talk about Henry. And she's like, you know, and then she kind of snaps it. She kind of snapped at Anna.
Yeah.
And then Anna says, then eventually she says, "I'm sorry. I didn't mean that." And, you know, just Mary being Mary. She can't help but
absolutely
be that way. And then we see she asks Laura what time Miss Jones is showing up.
Yes.
And, you know, I like about this scene.
Cassandra.
Cassandra Jones.
Yes.
What I liked about this scene was Edith is back in London. What happened when she was left at the altar? She was devastated. This obviously she's hurt and she's upset, but it hasn't taken over her life.
No, because I think she has more of a life now.
Well, she has more of a life now. She has Marigold.
Right.
She's running a paper. Obviously she's upset. I'm not saying it didn't devastate her, but she's not letting it destroy her.
Correct.
Whereas the last time it literally. You were waiting for her to kill herself. I mean, she was that down in the dumps that she was until she found Michael. It looked like it was the end for you,
right?
But she's not. She's still kind of joking around. She's doing this different stuff because they said what was it about bananas.
When they figure out if it's a real Cassandra or not, they're going to both say bananas.
Bananas. So that's the code word. Mary brings George in to cheer up Thomas.
Master George.
He brings in an orange. Here you go, Mr. Thomas.
And then, you know, Thomas is basically, you know, it's his own fault. This is his way. You know, he just sometimes says things he can't take back. And then they kind of have like a little moment there where they both realize they're very similar. And
that they attack and they push people away.
Yeah.
And it's their fault. They have no friends.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a good scene.
It was an excellent scene. Carson is still not happy about the family plan.
No.
He goes, "Why don't we just have posters? Why don't we put posters up?"
And I love that part though, Mrs. Hughes, you know, he goes to her, you've gone off on me. And she said, no, you're my curmudgeon. And you know, basically I still love you.
I still love you, even though you're just a...
Yeah, that was cute. Great scene.
And then Violet returns. And then Thomas meets her.
Another thing you get to see, the relationship between Tom and Violet. I think it's another great thing. Again, you just see the evolving of Tom, where he's just come, you know, year after
year. Where he was the outsider, and now he's...
Where he is today.
He's part of the family.
Yeah, absolutely.
She does tell Tom that Spratt has gone away.
I know, and he should know when he's there or not.
Yeah, because, well, you were away. He goes, the butler should always know when I'm back.
That's right.
But I didn't catch that the first time.
I
didn't catch that part that Spratt had gone away. Violet talks with Mary. I thought was excellent scene.
Another great scene. But, you know, that's the same thing when Violet talked to Mary back in season four with, you know, when she was deciding to either live or, you know, because she was so depressed about Matthew.
Right.
And it was another, again, they called on to Violet to bring Mary out of her, you know, she either you have a choice, either live or not.
I think Violet is Mary. She's an older version of Mary.
Ah.
She comes across, I think we talked about before, she comes across as this cold-hearted person.
Is it because Violet is older and sensible, and that she, you know, if she feels this way, then maybe that is true.
I think so, but I think she's just an older version of Mary.
Okay.
I just feel that way. But Mary tells her, I can't be a crash widow again. And that's what it really comes down to, is that crash, that's what has pushed her away.
I agree.
She doesn't, you know, she lost
her. I love when she made that face with about Edith was so, that face was funny when she was talking about how excited she was.
Yeah.
But it was a great scene between the two of them, and basically, you know,
Violet believes in love.
In love,
and you know, this is he can challenge you, and like I asked last week, Tony or Henry, who's the better looking person?
I don't think Tony was good looking,
but you said Henry is, but Henry is also challenges her. Yeah. The reason she didn't go with Tony is because he didn't.
It was boring.
He was boring.
Yeah, there was nothing there.
Robin,
had to have passion.
Robin and Cora and Rosamund are at Patmore's house.
Enjoying their tea and crumpets.
Yeah. And Carson asked Robert if, before they leave, they're on their way to Patmore's house. Robert and Tom, he asked if Thomas can stay.
Right.
Maybe we're too harsh. He goes, I didn't realize he had feelings. I didn't realize he had a heart.
But it's true.
It's it.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't think that he'd have a heart.
Absolutely.
He didn't care because the way he portrays himself. But, you know, everyone deep down has, I mean, well, not everyone, but most people have feelings and they have a heart and stuff like that. Mary tells Tom she should is not happy with him writing Violet about him, how he she wrote Violet and all that different stuff. I can't read my writing, so I apologize. Mrs. Jones is Spratt.
Yes.
Bananas.
Bananas. That was a great scene.
Spratt's like, ooh, what does bananas mean? Now, did you know, because you saw, I had no idea.
No, I had no idea.
No,
I didn't even know. Didn't even put two and two together.
Even if I would have heard the scene with Violet when she said Spratt wasn't there, I would have gone, I never would have said.
No, I'm with you 100%.
Because you don't, it just came out of the blue.
Right.
Then Mary, a very emotional scene, Mary goes to Matthew's grave.
Yes.
And tells him.
And then what I liked about that scene is that you really saw the side of Mary, you know, the side that Matthew always saw when they were together, that she is a good person.
Well, Tom
has heart.
Sees it.
Violet
sees it.
Yeah.
A lot of people see a softer side of Mary that, you know, that Mary doesn't always show. That's why I said she's a lot like Violet.
And I love that Isabel basically said, you don't need his permission, you have mine. And I thought that was
great.
You have
my blessing.
You have my blessing. That was great. Great
it's
scene.
It's time to move on. And she goes, you know, I guess Isabel comes there all the time. And then Lisa wasn't lazy writing. They said she always comes there around that time. Mary goes, I don't come here enough. But it was
just a great scene.
It was a great scene.
Goes, I agree.
You know, either you know this, you are you.
Right.
I thought, and I think it kind of changed how this episode was about Mary.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, how they go, okay, we're kind of, still what she did was wrong. I mean, you can't defend what she did, but now you're kind of getting
you understand more and more, right.
Henry arrives, and then Tom goes, I'm out of here.
I know.
He goes, I've done enough for this relationship. And then Mary tells Henry they're in love. And
I just like the whole in and out, the different things they're saying, you know, and I just loved it. I thought it was great. Perfect.
You know what? In this scene, Mary looks better.
Yep.
Either the lighting or the makeup, they just made her
look. But when they get to are we next to the scene where she's upstairs getting ready? And
no.
Somebody, okay.
No.
I'll tell you what they're
going to get married on Saturday, and, you know, you don't want this whole thing. No, yeah. I've done that before. I don't need this big old thing. Carson walks in on them kissing.
Yes. But that was a great little scene.
He goes back
too.
To Mosley and says,
give him a second.
Give him a moment. And Mosley goes, Corin Rosamond and Robert, they take a picture with Miss Pat.
Yeah,
Warren.
I love that. It was so perfect. And Robert's pushing her right in front so she gets a good picture. It was perfect.
And then Tom, we find out Tom is Henry's best man.
And he's the second time in
now,
her wedding.
Would you want Tom? As the, I mean, look what happened last time.
No.
Is Tom bad luck?
No.
You're cool?
No.
And then a car drives up, and I knew it was Edith.
Did you know it was Edith?
I knew it was Edith right away. And then Mary and Edith, Mary goes, can we have the room?
Well, I thought when they first showed her, I thought they made her look, Mary, a bit matronly. I didn't like what she was wearing. I didn't like the way her hair looked. I just thought she looked very, like, they made her look old. I just didn't think she looked that beautiful. Maybe because I'm referring to when she got married the first time, and she was just, oh, my God, it was stunning.
This is just a wedding. It wasn't.
I know, but it was just blah. It wasn't that beautiful at all.
But she looked better than she did when she was in her ugly
I agree
times.
With you, but again, I think they wanted
if that makes sense when I just
because you know how she was talking to him about how they weren't you know in their 20s anymore, they're older and da, 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 and I thought they really wanted to show that when you saw that scene. I mean, she didn't look ugly, but I just thought it was all right.
You're expecting something. Anytime you see a wedding scene, you're supposed to see the bride's
no,
like oh glowing.
No, I just didn't like it. And like the flowers look like she looked like the mother of the bride more than the bride.
Okay, all right.
But I thought it was a great the two of them together. I thought it was great. I loved the part when they were talking about, you know, sistering. What I always said to my kids, you know, you're the ones that are going to be able to tell the stories. You know, you have to get along. You're the ones that are going to talk about us and you're this.
They have a strange relationship. Obviously, they don't. I don't think
they're sisters.
They're sisters, but they can't live together.
Right.
They'd be better if they lived
right.
Apart.
And
we always tell our daughters, when you guys are apart, you'll get along better.
Right. It's they're that not living like that though.
Well, no, they're not that bad. Well, they're not that bad, but they can be.
Right, but she, like I said, Edith made some good points. She, you know, she was talking about, you know, who's going to tell the stories of Sybil. We're the only ones that know this. We're the only ones that know that. And so, like I said, those are the things I always tell my kids, you know, that they have to get along because who's going to be able to share the stories of us? So, anyway, I thought it was a great scene.
I thought it was a great scene, and I think Mary did say, you know, I'm sorry. She goes, you just can't help it. You know, this is who you are.
And you know, then she goes, you know, by the way, you do look pretty. I thought that was great. And, yeah, you know, the whole thing was perfect.
It was a great scene. And like I said, again, Edith, it shows Edith has grown because even though she has, with men, she has you know.
I don't know if I would have come back if someone did things she did to me.
I think Edith, it just, you know, everything that's happened to her on this in this series where it just she just can't keep a man.
I agree.
I thought she handled. She has shown that she has a lot of class, and she's moved on. I think we'll see what happens. Violet and Isabel and Lord Merton's walking behind, and he's like, "Oh, you know." Lord Merton's like, "Well, maybe we can."
Yeah. And then Violet's like,
"The ball's in your court.
Yeah,
your court, Lord Merton. It's in your court. It's up to you and Larry.
Yeah.
So just back off.
I know.
Stop talking. Mary and Henry get married, and then we had to. Edith is watching the kids run around.
Yeah.
Tombstone.
Right. They're all playing in the cemetery, which I don't know how that would be fun.
Well, it's fun. You know, you're a kid.
And then I really wanted to see because they focus on the name, and I really was. We had to hit pause, and it was Sybil Cora was her middle name. I didn't know that.
Sybil Cora.
Branson.
Branson. And so that's how they end the scene.
Yeah.
And that's how they end before
the final
episode.
Yeah, before this Christmas episode.
I'm going to say now, I do believe that Edith will get back with Birdie, and I think that's the last scene is Edith getting married, and Mary will be pregnant, and Birdie will be walking, and Birdie and Edith walk down the aisle, and that's how, and the whole family's out there cheering and stuff like that. Edith has to have some happiness at the end. For the show to wrap up right, Edith has to have some happy and joy. I think you'll see Mary pregnant, and Tom will be with Laura, the editor. They have to wrap this thing in a bow and send it off in a good start.
Okay.
They won't leave us. But I don't think Edith has to have Birdie to be happy.
I agree.
I don't think at this point she has to have it. But I think as us as a fan, I think a couple years ago we wouldn't have cared about Edith. If she was Edith, Edith is Edith. But I think now we want Edith to be happy. She deserves it.
Okay.
And the series has to end with Edith being happy. That's all I'm going to say. But we do have three phone calls.
Woohoo!
And we'll get to those right now.
Hey, Jack and Cindy, it is Sarah calling about the Downton Abbey podcast. Sorry about last week's phone call. I hope this week I come through much clearer. First of all, it was a great episode last night. I feel like I went through a roller coaster of emotions from being mad to sad, mad again, sad again, and then happy. I hated Mary. for what she did to Edith. But by the end, I was forgiving her, and I was happy for her to be getting married. Her scene at the gravestone with Matthew helped, I think, a lot. I loved Violet coming back at the end to talk to Mary. That was such a good scene. And then I especially loved how Edith was willing to come back for the wedding and almost forgive Mary for what she did because of being sisters and how they're the only ones who will remember Sybil and remember their parents. And, you know, I think about that with my brother. I do not have a good relationship with him, but in the end, it's like we're brothers. You're blood. You just have to keep going when they're your family. Okay, so I have to brag a little because I did call it on Barrow committing suicide or almost committing suicide. I thought for sure he would do it, actually go through with it. So I was kind of surprised to see how they turned it around and made it where he was almost and then survived it. Now it'll be interesting to see how Carson and Anna and Bates treat him. And I liked a lot how they made the connection between Barrow and Mary, how they're kind of the reasons for their own, I guess because of how they treat others, they're both kind of similar in that way. Earlier I had thought it was a little bit forced having him be friends with Master George. It just seemed kind of strange how all of a sudden he's nice to the kid, and now it makes sense. I think the payoff was really good for that reason. Jack, you were right about the guy spying on that couple at Patmore's B&B, well done. And then did either of you see the Sprat thing coming? Because I did not. Okay, so my last question, this is just for Jack, since Cindy's already seen it, but because of how it felt like everything was kind of wrapped up last night, Mosley getting the job at the school and Mary getting married and Edith moving on and, you know, just all the little things that are kind of wrapped up, what are your predictions for the finale? What's going to be the conflict, or what's going to be the thing that needs to happen in the finale? I'm curious to see what you think. Okay, I will talk to you in a couple of weeks when we get to the finale. Goodbye, guys.
Thank you for the call, Sarah.
Great call.
Yeah, I think, like I said, I think this final scene, I said before, is Edith walking down the aisle with Bertie. Mary's pregnant. Carson and Hugh still together. I think maybe Mosley and Baxter get together. You can't have too many weddings, though, in a final, so... That, but yeah, we said the podcast. I didn't see Sprat.
Oh gosh, no, I didn't even realize that at all.
That came out of the blue. That was perfect.
I thought it was a great part. I was like, oh my god, what a great little twist.
But you know, she mentioned how Carson, Bates, and Anna will treat Thomas. Will Anna tell Carson Bates about Thomas?
Oh, I don't know. Because Anna's not much of a gossiper.
I think she is a gossiper.
Really, I never thought that.
She, in the first series, Patmore, she was all telling everybody about it.
Oh,
but I never thought of it. Will she tell Bates?
I don't know.
I think she will.
Well, of course, wouldn't I? I would tell you everything.
Everything.
Yeah, if everything. I knew something.
I agree, though. It was a great episode. Like I said, she said you're mad, you're sad, mad. Then you hated Mary, but then you liked Mary.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I just think that's how it's going. I think Edith has to, but she doesn't. The way they've left it, though, she doesn't have to be married for her to be happy.
Exactly.
But I think that's how they're going to end it because that's what we want.
Okay.
I want Edith to get married to Bertie.
Okay.
She deserves it.
All right.
And Bertie, I think, will it be Tom to the rescue, or will Mary go to Bertie?
I don't know. I can't answer because I can't know the answer.
So that's the only thing I can't, will it be, because it's been Tom all the time. I think it has to be Mary.
Okay.
Because Violet said you have to make peace with Edith, even though they kind of made peace. But I think Mary, to get full redemption, has to go to Bertie and say, hey.
Good point. Okay. Sounds good.
You made a mistake. She made a mistake. You made a mistake. I made a mistake. Let's move on.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Sarah.
Hi, Lady Cynthia and Lord Jack. This is Maggie. I have your podcast number wrong in my phone, so which is why I had not called so far this season. And I've also already seen it, Cindy, Cindy, you were very good about spoiling. I have trouble with my roommate, that's why I've not called until now. And the phone with the issue. I am not ready to let Downton go. I have already seen all of it, but I'm rewatching it with my roommate as it airs here in the U.S., and I'm still not ready to let Downton go. I've postponed the ending for a while. I have not watched this 7th episode just yet. But I do not feel sorry for Edith. I am on Cindy's team about Edith, that she destroyed two families, that is not cool. And, well, she should have told Bertie. But whatever. I do feel sorry for Thomas, though. I do feel sorry for Thomas. He's really tried. I do love Lady Mary and Henry. I love that Thomas back. It has been a really fun season, and it's been a good ending. But I'm really not ready to let it go. I think I'm going to start rewatching season one very soon. So, thanks you guys for the podcast. I love listening to it. I will talk to you later. Bye bye.
Thank you, Maggie, for the call.
Thanks, Maggie. I'm with you. I'm going to watch it all over. Like, I'm one day. I don't know when it's going to be, but I'm just going to sit in the room, start on season one, go all the way through season six at the end, and not get out of the house.
Really?
I think I want to do that.
Well, how many hours?
Well, it'll be a lot.
Because what's eight? Nine,
well, you figure, what is there? There's eight, so that's 8 hours. So eight times six. Oh, my God. I couldn't do that.
Well, some of the episodes are 2 hours long, aren't
true.
They?
True.
Well, won't see you for a couple of days. And I apologize, Maggie.
You don't see upset by that.
Maybe the reason you had the wrong numbers, didn't have the right numbers, I kept giving the wrong number. I was giving the wrong phone number.
Yeah, it's Jack's fault, Maggie. It's not your fault. It's Jack's.
I'm taking the blame. I'm taking the blame.
Yeah, it's been hard, though. I'm going to tell you right now. It's been hard not to tell you stuff because...
You've been, of all people, because you're the worst?
Yes, I am. I don't think I am the worst.
When you read a book, I've said this before, you read the end first.
Yes, I do.
And then you read the book.
Well, no, I read a little bit first, and I'm like, okay, now I got to know what happened. So I read the end. I'm like,
which I never get. I just don't get. I'll watch a show, and you'll go, what happened here? What happened here? I go, just watch it. Just watch it. Just watch it. And then
but
I have to tell you.
Sometimes, you know, I like to keep you on your toes. I don't like to give you all my secrets. So I wanted to be really good with this.
You have been perfect.
Because
and it
it's
me.
Serious. We're doing this. And I don't want to do anything to, not so much you. I could care less about you. I don't want to do it to the other listeners because I know.
But you haven't. But like, even though I said, is Thomas going to kill himself? You didn't even look at me.
I know.
You don't give any response.
No.
You've learned how to play poker, which is.
I don't know about that. But again, I just, because it's kind of. It's been a fun season, and I don't want to spoil it for anybody, not just you.
But she says something. She doesn't feel sorry for Edith because I forget about her destroying the families and stuff like that. So I forgot about that.
Well,
Edith isn't perfect.
No, she isn't.
But she's human.
No.
We're all human. But so do you?
She didn't always make good choices.
No. So do you feel sorry for Edith at this point?
No, I don't feel sorry for her.
You haven't forgiven her
because I think she should have the whole time told him, and she had no one to blame herself that it came out. What was she thinking? You can't keep secrets.
You can't.
I mean, obviously you can keep some secrets, like maybe you're going to propose or this, that, and that. But something as strong as something as that, I mean, how – it just seems
it was never going to work unless she told him.
And don't you want someone to love your child like you? So if they just think it's a ward and there's no connection, how can they bond and have that relationship with that? I don't know. Maybe it was different then too, but anyway.
Anyway, well, we agree she made a mistake.
Yes.
Sorry, hopefully everyone has the right number now and they can call next in 2 weeks.
We have
weeks.
Three calls, maybe they did.
We do have another call.
It's our last one.
Greetings to Lord Jack and Lady Cynthia. It's Scott. I guess I'm the Duke of Oil here in Brooklyn. And I'm here to talk about the penultimate episode of Downton Abbey with you guys. You know, it's funny that Downton Abbey episodes don't have titles, because I most definitely thought the title of this one would be See You Next Tuesday, Mary. Hopefully everyone will get that joke. Because honestly, the only thing more satisfying than Tom ripping into Mary this episode was Edith positively shredding her. I got a feeling a million people like myself actually cheered out loud when Edith broke out the B word. And Mary probably deserved it, the word that I just alluded to in my imaginary title, for being honest here. But, you know, the awfulness of Mary aside, how borderline awful is her biggest admirer on the Downton staff, Mr. Carson. I mean, he's been steadily more insufferable since he married Mrs. Hughes, and I understand his issues with Barrow based on the crap that man has done and said over the years. But, you know, Carson is supposed to be about dignity and professionalism, neither of which he has shown when he makes all these comments to Barrow in front of everyone else for several episodes now. Now, I did like Lord Grantham kind of putting him in his place a little bit about attending Miss Patmore's so-called House of Ill Repute. Oh, by the way, how funny is it that just some, you know, adulterous behavior happening there suddenly gives her B&B such a reputation? I guess I always thought a House of Ill Repute meant it was a brothel. Maybe things were different back in 1920s England. Anyway, this episode had so many emotional moments for me, like from Mary spilling the beans about Marigold to Barrow's horribly and inevitable decision to attempt to take his own life. But then you had something as adorable as that little kid saying, Mr. Bowel, just adorable. But my favorite moments were probably between Edith, you know, also known as poor Edith, that's do we ever call her anything else, and Mary. Not just the angry scenes, but that reconciliation as well, which, you know, I admit, made me a little teary. And, of course, just before that, Violet returning to talk sense into Mary and show just how much this grand dame has evolved since the beginning of the series. Anyway, this episode literally had it all. You know, great scenes of drama, of emotion, and even room for silliness like Sprat turning out to be Cassandra Jones. And hey, look, Daisy hasn't been annoying for at least two episodes now. You add it all together, and this is easily one of my all-time favorite episodes of this series. I can hardly wait 2 weeks until the true finale, which I assume will take place months later, so that way we'll get happy resolutions. I'm hoping for Edith, finally. I mean, they can't end tragically for her. Hell yeah, I guess Anne is going to have that baby, too. Anyway, looking forward to hearing your podcast about this episode, and of course, the finale as well. Good night, guys.
Thank you, Scott, for the call. I forgot that Anna's pregnant.
I was just going to say that next.
I forgot about Anna being pregnant.
You totally forget about that Anna's pregnant.
She's going to have the baby.
Yeah. But it was a good episode. Again, I think the six seasons of Mary and Edith, it's just kind of that scene, the two of them, where she's just screaming into it. I mean, I thought it was perfect.
Right. He brought up a good point about Carson. Carson has been...
Unprofessional.
Unprofessional, but... Again, Carson, his ultimate goal is protect the house and protect the family. I'm not justifying what he's doing, but
no,
in Carson's eyes, that's what, you know, Thomas is a black eye to the family. He's done things that he shouldn't have done. I mean, he's done things, you know, when Gwen came over, he tried to embarrass, you know, Gwen. He does things that he shouldn't do, and I think Carson is just trying to get him out the door. It's like the whole thing with taking the picture at Patmore's house. He just can't believe that they would risk hurting the family. So, yes, Carson has been unprofessional, but I can kind of see why he does it.
Yeah.
I'm not justifying what he's doing.
No, I agree.
But you can see why. That's what he does. His job is to protect. His job. He'll fall on the grenade for the family. That's what he would do. But, yeah, I forgot all about Anna being pregnant. But I had to look up the title of See You Next Tuesday. It had another meaning when I looked up, and I can't repeat that one. It wasn't the B word. It was a C word.
Oh, really?
I guess it's a song.
Oh, who wrote it?
I don't know. I just looked it up for. I heard Scott's call the beginning of it.
Uh-huh.
And see you next Tuesday. I go, see you next Tuesday. What does that mean? So I looked it up. I go, oh, okay.
Because when you said, what does that mean? I go, oh, I don't know.
I go, so yeah, I didn't know.
Usually you tell me everything I don't know. So I'm disappointed you didn't know that.
I didn't know it. I didn't.
So I always go, what does that mean? What does that mean? What does that mean? What does that mean? You always, you know what always surprises me about you? How smart you are. Because when I say, what does that mean? You always have the answer for me.
A lot of times I make it up though.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, God. I was just so disappointed to see my face. I was so disappointed. My little heart was broken.
So gullible.
I am gullible.
Yep. 2 weeks, we'll have the final episode. If you'd like to give us a call at the correct number, 385-309-0311.
Call anytime.
And we'll probably record a couple days afterwards again, just so everybody that wants
to
get their
phone
calls.
These were great
in.
Calls. I was like, it was really, that's my favorite part of the calls.
I never even checked our email address.
Oh, great.
Hold on a second.
Anyway.
Keep talking.
That's my favorite part because I like to hear what everybody else thinks. And I'm always thinking, am I thinking the same way or do they think this way? But again, I do not want to see it end, but I liked all the different things and I think we'll be able to have some closures on some not. I don't know. So
keep
I think
talking,
everybody's got
looking.
Some good theories though. Really good theories. Are we writing these theories
calls.
Down so that we can?
I have them all up here.
Okay. In your head. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
because I want everybody
if
to
I
get,
write it down,
I want
I'm
everybody
like
to get kudos,
anyway.
kudos for being correct or not correct or this and that, so that they could get
the golly good
golly
gum
goody gum drops. I can't speak today.
Well, we do have an email.
Well, I'm glad you checked.
I should have checked this before we.
And you call yourself a professional podcaster?
I'm not a professional podcaster. I'm just a guy.
You've been doing this for over 10 years.
Yeah, but I get confused. I'm old. Goody gumdrops.
You're not old.
Okay, this one's from Andrea. Hello, Jack and Lady Cynthia. Forgive me if this show has already been suggested, but I thought Cindy might like the show Upstairs Downstairs to help with the end of Downton Abbey.
Someone has suggested before. I think I tried watching one of it. One episode. I'm not speaking. And
well, it's been a long podcast.
I
you're out of podcast shape.
I can't remember what my thoughts were on it. It was a while ago when I was first watching Downton Abbey. So. Anyway,
maybe,
but I'm going to try it again.
The link to the show info, I remember a while back, Cindy saying she was curious about the cost of things in the early 20th century. On the webpage under the odds and the ends of the link. There's a PDF, the various necessities to what would cost at the time. I've watched the show and definitely it doesn't have the production value, Downton Abbey, but I dare you not to watch the various stories and the scenes and not think of some of the stories of Downton Abbey.
Okay.
So I'm trying to read this. It's very small print for me.
You know, you can make the print bigger.
Oh, can I?
But do you even know how?
Yeah.
Then why don't we do that, dear?
All right. Anyway, we'll just keep it this link because I can't figure out how to get to work.
Great.
As for the last episode, Anna laughed. I didn't think she could do that.
I know, huh? Poor Anna.
You don't see, well, she's been a little down the dumps lately. But
it was such a real laugh that I'm wondering if they said something funny and that's how they got the laugh like that. Or I guess you're good actors.
I said that once about a Lost episode, and then Jorge Garcia said it's called acting. because he was laughing and doing something. It was him and I think Charlie were laughing at something. I go, what if they were doing something or they're laughing? And he actually sent me a text saying it's called acting. So,
all right. Well, so he put you back in your place.
I don't question actors anymore on this.
But sometimes when you say that, you're just like, huh? It's so good.
It's so good and believable. Yeah. But of course, unfortunately, it was at the expense of Mrs. Patmore. But knowing everything worked out at the end, I guess it's okay. I love thinking that Mosley's legacy will be children he teaches. If nothing else, I'm just happy that Anna and Mosley are happy.
I agree.
Because they have been, you know. Yeah. Mosley, especially when he was working in the streets and he had to borrow money.
All the different things.
It was a tough go for him. Can we say that Mr. Barrow has atoned for his sins? It's a good cautionary tale to not assume people are fine, aside from from Carson being clueless of all women.
Yes.
Barrow wasn't well. And like Scott had pointed out that, we were kind of, that people were pretty harsh on. He deserves it. I don't want to say he deserves it, but sometimes you do bring it on yourself.
And as my grandma says, you made your bed, now lay in it.
And Thomas did kind of admit to that. The only reason he is alive because of only Baxter could see the signs, and it's not surprising. It's the people who wasn't around when Barrow was at his worst, which is true. But you know, I don't think it would have mattered with her because he was blackmailing.
Yeah, he blackmailed her. That's the only reason why he gave her the job, because he thought he could have some control over and get information.
But she's a forgiving person.
Yes,
she's
she
very positive.
Yeah,
she's always positive, no matter what happens. Yep. And I think that's why she was so great for. You see the change in
Mosley.
Mosley. What I like about this show, it just doesn't all of a sudden Mosley's going the right thing. He needed a strong woman behind him,
right.
A very positive woman to keep pumping him up and telling him, you can do this. You can do the right thing. So, yeah, I agree with that. This may be unpopular, but I'm glad Edith didn't get her happy ending. It's not that I dislike her or want her to see her punished, but in my mind, she never atoned for disrupting two families' lives.
I'm with her on that.
Both families lost someone they loved because she needed to be the mother to Marigold, and I felt it was only fair that she would lose someone as well. Again, I didn't want to see her hurt, and if Bertie changes his mind in the last episode, then great. But it felt good to see her make a sacrifice that she was forced others to make, and not only did she own her own mistake, she stood up to Mary, and I think she's a better person for it. So I think we all agree on that one.
Yep.
Another unpopular opinion, I'm not mad at Mary for blabbing. Tom has become obsessive with meddling, and like Burrow, no one seemed to think Mary has a heart. Did it not occur to anyone that she was thinking about losing someone again? Tom, of all people, should understand that. So like Burrow, a few episodes before she took it out on someone else, the wedding was a bit fast to me, but I'm hoping Mary and Edith can grow from this and at least be cordial with each other. Last thing I want is a spinoff with Thomas and Mary using this scheming powers to become private detectives. Think your husband is cheating on you? Let Mary do some snooping. Being blackmailed, let Thomas get some dirt on the blackmailer. We'll call it Mary and the Barrel.
Oh, that's a good one.
Thanks for the reading. That's a great email.
Tom does say something in the last episode. He says, you know, and I'm just paraphrasing something like, you know, of course we're going to get, you know, we're going to get hurt. That's what happens when you love. When you love, you're going to get hurt. So you got to put yourself out there. You know, if you don't, then you really won't live and you won't have love. So.
But he did call her out. He did say, I think he knows that she's a different person. Mm-hmm. I think, but he does, what I said earlier, he needs to stop at a certain point where she goes, stop battering me. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
Because you can go so far. Everyone gets that breaking point where I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
Yeah.
I'm like on the second time. If you tell me the second, it doesn't take me long to tell someone, stop bugging me.
No, it doesn't.
I'm that person. Anyway, thanks for the email. I'm glad I remembered
checked
to check it.
Well, at least you did.
I'm learning. All right, guys, if you'd like to give us a phone call, give us a call at...
I don't know the number.
385-309-0311. Call anytime.
Call anytime.
Or you can send us an email to R-O-U-R, Downton Abbey,
at
gmail.com. We're going to probably, I think maybe we'll wait till Wednesday of after the episode airs.
Okay.
So we can give people a few days to
sink
it in. It is the final episode, and hopefully it's a good one. Hopefully it ends on a positive note. I didn't even have to end on a positive note. This could have ended. I'll tell
you all my opinion when I see it. I do have an opinion about it.
Okay. This could have been the final episode. I'd been okay with it.
No, I wouldn't have been.
Okay. All right. Again, I forgot about Anna being pregnant, but this could have been the final episode. I'd be okay with it.
Nope, not me.
At this time, we'd like to thank a couple special Patreons, Tech from Tokyo and Eckhart Rickner Glaffler. Thank you for helping us out, all you do. And that's it. Sorry for the long podcast, but it was a long episode. And
it was a good episode.
And thanks for the phone calls. Feedback.
Loved it all. It was awesome.
Always awesome. All right, guys. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.